I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Nora Jean Salazar. She's with Solace Crisis Treatment Center and is here to talk to us about the second annual Million March Against Child Abuse. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So there's a march happening this Saturday, April 5th. It's from 10 to 1, starting in front of the state capitol and going to the plaza. What's it all about? How did it come to be?
So the way Million March Against Child Abuse began was last year, April 22nd, 2013, was our first march. And it's a nonpartisan grassroots movement beginning in Washington, D.C. And it's kind of filtered throughout the states, and everybody kind of can do their own walk, their own kind of event. It doesn't have to necessarily be a march, but they'd like for it to be that.
It's all over the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So beginning in Washington, I know it's moved down within about 30 states now. And that's just going from state capitals to little cities. Everyone's, you know, participating.
And so there's a lot of child abuse. We hear the kind of high-profile cases, unfortunately, but there's probably a lot more that we never hear about.
Right. You know, experts say that at least 10 children each day die due to abuse or neglect.
Good heavens.
Yeah. So in this march, we're hoping to educate, protect, and prevent with that, welcoming the community and helping them recognize that it happens here. We need to just, you know, make a stand and say we're not going to stand for it.
10 children a day in the United States?
Yes.
And so what's the educational process? I mean, if somebody's abusing their children, a march probably isn't going to stop them from doing so.
Right. We're hoping to, you know, open the eyes and ears of not just the community, but state lawmakers, judges, the ones that are handing down the penalties to these people who are the offenders. We need harsher punishments in most cases when it comes to a child being abused and neglected, and as a result, sometimes death. And those penalties need to be addressed more seriously.
So the Million March Against Child Abuse is this Saturday, and it's the second annual. How did the first one go?
The first one here in Santa Fe went well. I would say we had about 100 people, and that would be including adults and children. Of course, in the beginning, we have a few key speakers. And in the end, we also have speakers. And this year, we're hoping to have the governor there to speak, as well as our new mayor, and, you know, support us in this and making this annual march something bigger every year.
Nora Jean Salazar is with Solace Crisis Treatment Center. Once again, the March Against Child Abuse is on April 5th, that's this Saturday, from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon, and people will convene in front of the state capitol? So what, in that plaza in front of the roundhouse, or?
Yes, right directly in front of the main doors, just a little bit more towards the road. We'll be there. You'll see our balloons. You'll see people wearing royal blue t-shirts. You'll see kiddos running around. And that's just all we really ask, is that you represent by wearing royal blue. Feel free to express as much blue as you want and bring your kiddos and march with us.
Excellent. Nora Jean, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.